to share my walk with Jesus and my time growing up in the Friends Church. I also want to share some of the scripture verses that have meant a lot to me over the years. I grew up on a dairy farm between Sequim and Port Angeles, Washington, on the Olympic Peninsula. I did not grow up in a church family. There was a little rural church a quarter mile down the road from my home, and the pastor's wife came and took me to vacation Bible school before I can remember. I must have been around four. Here's a picture of me about the time I started to church. The first thing I can remember is sitting behind the stove in our home playing with the take-home papers. I don't remember the Bible school. I continued attending the church. I started attending Christian Endeavor when I was around the fourth grade. I later found out this was a Friends church and learned the teachings of the church. I became an active member and had lots of opportunities to be active in the youth group and leadership in Sunday school and vacation Bible school when I was in high school. My church life was very evangelical. I was supposed to read my Bible and pray every day. At the same time, I was too young to do that when I didn't have help at home. There was an altar call almost every Sunday, and I went to the altar often. I was quite young, maybe in the second grade, when I sometimes wondered if I would keep up with this Christian thing. I was in high school when I came across the verse in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. And it came to mean a lot to me. There was a whole list of things I wasn't supposed to do, like don't go to movies, don't play with face cards, don't go dancing, don't wear makeup, don't smoke or drink, and I later learned never to do anything with Quakers who weren't evangelical. Perfect attendance was very important. We even had a pin we got. The first year was the white pin. The one up in the corner to the side wasn't part of it. But the white pin and the second year, the wreath around it, and then you got bars for every year you had perfect attendance. I think I got one bar before I went to college. I had to learn from my kids that it was okay to miss an occasional Sunday for a family activity. We also slowly broadened the activities we let our kids participate in. I felt bad that I never learned to play pinochle with my dad. It wasn't until he learned to play cribbage that I learned to play a card game with him. We would play cribbage by the hour when we were together. I came to George Fox College. I became a young adult before the time of the women's movement. At the same time, I grew up within a matriarchal family. I had a woman pastor, a woman math teacher, and a woman science teacher. I didn't know there was a need for a women's movement. I was interested in ministry, math, and chemistry. There wasn't really any room for a young woman at the time in those fields. I dropped out of college after 2 years, got married, helped put Keith through college. I was active in my local church and the yearly meeting, and we started raising our family, which included 4 of our own children, 5 foster children, 5 daycare children I took care of at various times, and 2 exchange students. Here is the family Jeremy was born into. It includes 1 developmentally delayed foster child and 1 exchange student. And perfection were emphasized. I thought God would make me perfect since I prayed for sanctification. At the time, I experienced some trauma in my early 30s, and I cycled through 20 years, sometimes more, sometimes less depressed. At the time, good Christians didn't need counseling, and I never received the help that I needed. Luke 22:31-32 encouraged me, where Jesus prayed, "Simon, Simon," or "Anna, Anna," "Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Anna, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers and sisters." Sometime during my journey with depression, I thought more about the prophecy of Luke 3:5, where it says, "Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked road shall become straight, and the rough road made smooth." I had only thought of this as the winding ways straightened out, but I began to think of this as the ups and downs of my emotions and how God would help smooth out and heal my emotions. Jeremy was 5 when I started back to college at Chemeketa Community College in the evenings. 4 years later, I graduated from George Fox's degree completion program when I was nearing 50. In a message at yearly meeting following my graduation, God spoke to me. I still remember the main points of the message. I was learned to think like other people think. Learned to separate the core gospel from my evangelical culture. And how to share that with people. I was an at-home mother and didn't know people beyond my evangelical culture. I began listening to God and looking for some kind of direction on how to live out that call. That fall, I was invited to a small retreat of women from Northwest Yearly Meeting, North Pacific Yearly Meeting, and Canadian Yearly Meeting. North Pacific Yearly Meeting and Canadian Yearly Meeting were unprogrammed Quakers. Northwest Yearly Meeting had very little contact with them. North Pacific Yearly Meeting is in Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Montana. There's many locations where they're in the same town. Since I grew up with the idea we only met with our kind of Quakers, I told very few people what I was doing. I started writing letters with a woman from Multnomah Meeting in Portland, which was part of North Pacific Yearly Meeting. My instructions from God was to learn to think like unprogrammed friends think. After 2 years of extensive writing with this woman, which still included some of my depression and my fear of people, I traveled with her to Philadelphia Yearly Meeting and found out the half-time position for Western Field Staff for Friends World Committee for consultation was open. I got the job just before Yearly Meeting of 1994. It was a kind of coming out party because I could no longer keep what I was doing secret from my Yearly Meeting. And I had several of my unprogrammed friends with me. Northwest Yearly Meeting did not belong to Friends World Committee, and many people in the Yearly Meeting were actively against connections with Friends World Committee and unprogrammed friends. In my job, I had 7 yearly meetings I was trying to bring together to connect with each other and with Friends World Committee. There were 3 evangelical yearly meetings, and 4 were very liberal, unprogrammed yearly meetings. And many people didn't want connections with each other on both sides. I was supposed to attend 4 yearly meetings a year, including my own. The people I encouraged the most were the isolated Christians who couldn't talk about Christianity in their meetings, or those who were exploring Christianity. You could often find me talking to a few people late at night. I worked for Friends World Committee for nearly 5 years. God opened the door for me to connect with people who thought differently than I did. When I no longer worked for Friends World Committee, I met with the Clearinghouse Committee from Northwest Yearly Meeting. I felt I had a call to the wider body of friends and was asking how Northwest Yearly Meeting could support me in that call. After 3 years, Northwest Yearly Meeting became a member of Friends World Committee and sent representatives to Friends World Committee. I continued to travel with them until recent years. When I was struggling with my depression, a woman once prayed for me and thanked God for what I was going through. I was kind of mad at her at the time. After my world opened up to me, I realized that the hurts from years ago helped shake me out of the rigidity of my evangelical background. Having four kids helped with that also. After the split of Northwest Yearly Meeting and what became a Sierra Cascade Yearly Meetings of Friends and some independent churches, of which North Valley is one of them, I don't see Northwest Yearly Meeting continuing contact with Friends World Committee. Sierra Cascade Yearly Meeting of Friends is a member of Friends World Committee. I have been an active member of Sierra Cascade of Friends and Friends World Committee. I continue to hope that North Valley will become a member of Sierra Cascade Yearly Meeting of Friends and reach out beyond ourselves in some way, in addition to our feeding the homeless. In more recent years, I have taken to heart the verse from John 14:17, where Jesus says, "But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." I've spoken often in our unprogrammed worship here at North Valley about the Spirit or God being within me. At times, I have struggled some with my body not doing the things I want it to do as I age. I have become more at peace with that. Part of that is following the example of my mother as she became much more physically handicapped than I am. I walked through major bouts of depression through the years I was raising my kids. The depression was there through my work in the church and the yearly meeting. It opened the doors in working with my unprogrammed friends, since I could understand the abuse and depression many of them went through. And it was still with me during the early years of working with Friends World Committee. I had to be perfect. And it was the breaking down of that perfection that opened the world to me. I've walked free of the major depression cycles for over 25 years. I have come to appreciate the realness we have here at North Valley. And I haven't had to prove that I was accepted here at North Valley. I enjoy talking with people about the breadth of Quakers and my interaction with them. I enjoy visiting with people, and I enjoy knitting. I want to leave you with some questions for our open worship. If you choose to speak to the meeting, please raise your hand and a microphone will be brought to you. The questions are, how might God be asking you, us, to think like other people think? How might God be asking North Valley to reach beyond ourselves?